For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A commission created 2 years ago to oversee charter schools in Missouri is finally ready to begin operations. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, they're already starting out with less money than they were supposed to have.
The Charter Public School Commission, by law, has an operating budget of $300,000 a year. However, it was allocated only $200,000 for the current fiscal year, and half of that is currently being held back by Governor Jay Nixon. Alicia Harold of St. Louis is the commission's newly elected chair.
Part of the major piece there was that we weren't, as a commission, in seat yet.
But now that you are, do you expect that money to be released?
We'll request it. That's our next step coming out of here.
Harold also says they'll ask Nixon for permission to hire an executive director, which they're currently barred from doing. Each member of the Charter School Commission also has to undergo state Senate confirmation next month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Healthcare plans would have to cover eating disorder treatments under proposed Missouri legislation. State Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg recently filed a bill requiring coverage for a diagnosis and medically necessary treatment of the disorders. Coverage would include specialist services recommended by a patient's treatment team. Under the measure, the Department of Insurance would be required to make an annual report to lawmakers regarding those insured and treated for eating disorders. Missouri higher education officials are backing off an attempt to make scholarships available to students at an online university. The Department of Higher Education has withdrawn a proposed rule change for scholarship eligibility that would have redefined what it means for an institution to be, quote, located in Missouri. The intent was to make Access Missouri scholarships available to students at Western Governors University, Missouri, an online-only school. A legislative committee had been scheduled to meet Wednesday to decide whether to block the proposed rule. A group of private Missouri colleges and universities opposed the scholarship change, partly because of fears that an expanded pool of eligible students would mean less money for each recipient. An Education Department memo says the proposal was withdrawn to provide time for further discussions. Federal funds will provide $30 million for Alzheimer's disease research at Washington University in St. Louis over the next 5 years. The university announced Tuesday that the National Institutes on Aging and the National Institutes of Health have renewed grants that provide the funding. The research includes an effort to identify biological changes or biomarkers that can detect the disease and track its progression. The goal is to start Alzheimer's treatments years before patients develop memory loss and dementia. Researchers hope to determine if sleep disruption accelerates development of symptoms and help predict when dementia begins. They are also looking at whether genetic variations can reduce the rate at which Alzheimer's symptoms progress, and if those variations explain why some people with Alzheimer's avoid memory loss and other cognitive problems. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.